Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're watching history, Lee.
Yes, we are.
You are. The Democrats can't run a hoax. And if the Democrats can't run a hoax, they're going to have a hard time winning. They've won entirely in the battles they've won in recent years based on hoaxes and our inability to respond to them. Mm-hmm. The deep state functions entirely on hoaxes. Fake news, fake leaks, scams, release of partial intelligence that was, you know, rated low, not really true, but hey, we collected it while withholding actual intel and evidence to frame Trump. Leaks, lies. Things that in a free speech environment are very easy to debunk and destroy. And that's why, Lee, we sat through almost 2 years, the Russia collusion hoax, where I will never forget the study by Newsbusters. They monitor news. And on average, 60% of the nightly newscast on CNN, ABC, NBC, around 60% was coverage of the Russia collusion story, which was a total and complete hoax. Mm-hmm. A hoax so fantastical that we've actually learned in recent months, and I thought this should have been a bigger story. Remember how they terrified the public? Russia's hacking all of these boards of elections. They're hacking their inside. Yeah, that ended up being some federal computer contractors that Hillary hired to hack those boards of elections. It was her campaign. Right, that wasn't Russians? No, they made it look like it was the Russians. I mean, this is an incredible story, okay? But they got away with it. Watch, the Democrats did, and the deep state. But then I repeat myself, our intel agencies are just arms of the Democrat Party. It's still true today. Now, fast forward to this week, and do not miss the Epstein hoax. Absolute decimation in about 12 hours. When I went, finished up my work for the day, Epstein, Trump pedophile was trending on the top of social media. It was huge. It was big on Facebook. It was big on Instagram. It was really big. It was big everywhere. By the show the next day, done. Over. Hoax was trending. Before, this would have gone on for months. Trump is a pedophile. Trump was alone for hours with an Epstein victim. Oh, no. Who is she? They would have done the speculation. They would have played games. They would have pretended that this... folks, if you're just tuning into this, they released 3 emails, the Democrats did, out of 20,000. And they had one line in one email between Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, his pimp, saying, oh, you know, Trump's the only one that hasn't basically gone to the police he spent hours with, and then it's victim's name redacted. Well, it looked like Trump was a pedophile. They finally got him. This was easy to debunk, very easy, but we wouldn't have been allowed to do it before. The media would have lied in force. They still had credibility because it was pre-Russian hoax. They used the last of their credibility gas in the tank on that and on COVID. And anything that had to be cleaned up would be cleaned up by the FBI through the back door in, you know, on X, on Facebook, in all of these places. And if Mark Zuckerberg said, I don't want to censor true things, as he explained to Joe Rogan, they would threaten me with criminal investigations. I had to censor true things. All that's gone. And look how long this hoax lasted. Not 2 years, not 60% of every newscast, 12 hours. 12 hours. Why? That victim's name that was redacted was Virginia Guffrey, who has testified under oath and just most recently wrote in her tell-all book, Trump is innocent. Nothing happened with Trump. He was a gentleman. I like Trump. Trump never flirted with me. He never flirted with the girls. I never saw him with the girls. I never saw him with Epstein. I think Epstein was lying about being as, you know, good of friends with Trump as he was. So how do you fix that if you're a Democrat? You just redact her name and pretend you're protecting the victim, knowing there's reams of this stuff out there from her saying, no, it's not Trump. It isn't Trump. And again, under oath before the court in multiple cases, not just one. And she wrote it again in, you know, her book that came out in 2025. This is so easy to debunk, but this would have gone on for months as we pretended, as the mainstream media pretended, like, that we didn't know. We have no idea who is this victim. Oh, who is she? They knew who she was. And then did you see what happened yesterday? Rage ensued from the Democrats because the Republicans went, oh, we got your 20,000 emails that are the source material here from Epstein's, from his estate. We'll just release those. So then everybody could see it was Virginia Guffrey. Mm-hmm. And there was no reason to redact her name since she's always said he did nothing to me. There's no reason to protect her. And she's dead. God bless her. It was all a lie. It was all a hoax. And now it's blowing up in their face. Not possible without free speech. Mm-hmm. It's glorious to watch. They don't know what to do. And then it gets worse for them. Yesterday, Representative Tim Burchett decides, hey, you know what? Let's just go, you know, let's get this thing over with. And he files in the House this motion. Let's just release all of the Epstein documents that the government has in its possession. Yes or no? Vote up or down for that. Listen to what the Democrats did to it, Lee.
Hey, everybody. Tim Burchett just left the House floor. And I tried to do a UC, unanimous consent, tried to get the Epstein files, get it straight to the floor, just to cut out all this nonsense. And, and the Democrats blocked it, oddly enough. Now, I hear they've had it for 4 years, and they, obviously, if there's something there about Trump, they would have released it. And now they're all, let's get it out. Well, I just made a motion to bring it straight to the dadgum floor, and they blocked it. So this is politics. It has nothing to do with doing what's right. I mean, it's Washington, D.C. to a T. And again, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, but they're probably not. Thank y'all for sending me here.
Democrats blocked it.
Well, of course, because they can't shape the narrative.
No.
If you put all the information out there, then you can't shape the narrative. You can't selectively edit. You can't selectively release certain portions done in such a way as to imply that there is a crime involved.
You can't frame Trump.
Right.
And you can't protect, you can't hide how many Democrats are actually on that list.
And remember, this is coming from the party that always told us the woman has to be believed.
Right, right. Sure. I'm just amazed, how hard they fight, though. I got to give them credit.
Yeah.
Any lie. It doesn't matter. Whatever it takes.
Right.
Whatever it takes. But they've lost their ability to lie. Mm-hmm. And it's just astonishing. So as this blows up spectacularly in their face, and the folks at CNN can see it blowing up spectacularly in their face, and CNN has done the requisite, 12 hours of fake reporting on this. Oh, new explosive. Looks like Trump, he's hanging out with a victim. Oh, no. And they knew it was Virginia Guffrey. I mean, I'm sitting there in my pajamas and I know it's Virginia Guffrey. Believe me, they know inside the CNN newsroom. It's her. She said over and over that not only was Trump, you know, in it completely innocent, everything was above board with him when she worked at Mar-a-Lago. They even ended up correcting Jasmine Crockett. This is how bad this got, Lee. Did you hear this? Listen to her lie. And if you're going to lie when you go on CNN, they always think no one's going to correct them, right? Yeah. You should know the background on what you're talking about. So here's Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett on CNN lying about Trump and Epstein and getting corrected by CNN.
This is an email from April 2nd, 2011. Republicans were saying that that victim is Virginia Giuffre. As you know, she died by suicide. She's been very outspoken, a very outspoken victim of Jeffrey Epstein. Here's the email right here on your screen. She wrote a book, as you know, and she did not accuse him of any wrongdoing. What do you make of that? And can you confirm that?
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, it's redacted who the victim is, so I won't necessarily take the Republicans' word on who it is that's redacted. And I don't know why they would necessarily redact someone's name who is deceased at this point.
The Democrats did that, though. The Democrats redacted.
No. I understand. Okay, but yeah, I'm just saying, like, our biggest concern is to actually make sure that we are protecting victims. And obviously, she wrote a book. She told her truth.
Oh, my. You got to have a certain IQ to even try to pull a lie like that off. Yeah. She doesn't have it. But did you hear the lie there, even the subtle lie from CNN? Well, Virginia Guffrey wrote a book and she didn't accuse him. No, Virginia Guffrey wrote a book and she exonerated Trump explicitly. So that's CNN, the thing had already gone down in flames, and they got nothing. They got nothing. You know who's watching this, Lee? Deep State's watching this. Very hard. I'm sure they're trying to cook up another hoax. They're all working at the FBI. Yeah. Another hoax. But, I mean, they're watching this. Good luck. Bring it. As long as we have X, bring it. I'm telling you, that Russia collusion hoax would have gone tops a month today. Tops. Before it was completely discredited. I'm not even sure, honestly, it would make it 2 weeks. But let's go be conservative and say a month. It would have been torn to pieces.
Well, some of us tore it to pieces when it first started, but anyway.
Yeah, no, we did. And I'll never forget, it could be done. John Solomon is the only clean, truly clean record reporter of any stature in D.C. because he nailed this from the beginning. He'd tell the story on, you know, he now does, is at Just the News. He's filling up his gas tank, right? He's just there in D.C. filling up his gas. And two people from the deep state agents pull up and tell him the whole thing, the Russia collusion thing's a hoax. Deep state's behind it. Hillary's behind it. Obama's behind it. Tell him right there in a gas station, first weeks of it. They're whistleblowers. They don't want their name. We don't know who they are to go on record. They gave him the entire map to the whole thing in the first few weeks. You going to tell me the mainstream media didn't know when John Solomon was told just gassing his car up in D.C.? And he used that roadmap they gave him to debunk it all the way through. Mm-hmm. He has 100% clean record of reporting, means it could have been done. And that is why right now Obama and his minions are in Europe. They're meeting with people trying to figure out how to use those EU speech laws and UK speech laws. Literally, Lee, they want to cancel the entire Trump administration's social media accounts. Just wipe them off the internet, saying they're illegal because they say mean things about immigrants. Because they've got to stop us from talking. They're not going to get anywhere. But you're watching history. This is truly historical. What will the Democrat Party do, y'all, if they can't run hoaxes? They'll have to run on actual issues. That's not going to work out good for them.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Before Trump was for it, he was against it. Against what? He announced 500,000 Chinese student visas. And some of them are work visas that go to students to do some of the most coveted jobs in our country. He was going to cancel them. It was in the wake of the first round of bioweapons. We caught these students sneaking into the country. And I cheered and went, yes! Finally, because look, they fast-tracked themselves right into the best tech jobs, right into the best biotech jobs. They steal them from Americans. That's the real Trump, the guy who wants to cancel those 500,000 visas. So if you followed the actual story there, and it's a very important story, didn't get a lot of play. New York Post did a good job on it over time. Trump made the announcement. I was very excited about that. It'll help my kids. It'll help all our kids not have to compete with the Chinese Communist Party and the students that it sends, who eventually end up being workers, who work for less and compete against us. They don't care what you pay them because they're in your business to steal your tech. In fact, a fully 13% of them are believed to be spies right off the top. Trump was right to cancel those visas. Well, when Trump announced that, holy hell broke out. Chinese pulled the card that the Biden family had given them in exchange for millions of dollars for Hunter and the hose. They said, we're going to cut off the rare earth minerals then. You cut off our visas. It's the way they steal our tech. How will they have any? They can't innovate like we can. Not even close if they don't steal it. They said, fine, you cut off the visas. You send our spies home. Guess what? We're cutting off the rare earth minerals starting now. We got to the point, folks, where we were about 6 weeks away from our auto manufacturing lines idling. Trump panicked and said, you know, now that I think about it, I love Chinese visas. And that has been his position ever since. I love me some Chinese visas. Why? We are in a horrific place with rare earth minerals. Why? Because under the Biden regime, and for many years before that, quietly, China went around the world, bought up all the rare earth minerals mines, bought up a lot of the natural gas mining too. And you know what they did? So smart. They cut Hunter Biden's Bohai harvest in on tiny percentages of those deals. Little, you know, 0.3% here, 0.5% here. So the Biden family was making bank on rare earth minerals and natural gas while putting it off limits here to help their Chinese handlers. That's why Joe Biden blocked both coasts while profiting off rare earth minerals mining and natural gas mining everywhere else in the world through Bohai Harvest. And by the way, they laundered the money. So they're also tax cheats. We know that from the IRS whistleblowers who tried to put them in prison but were stopped by Bill Barr. Anyway, Long story. Don't want to get in the weeds. That was why Joe Biden manufactured the fall deliberately of, I think it was actually Hunter and Jill, but whatever, of Afghanistan to the Taliban, because they had already cut a deal with the Chinese to hand the Chinese the lithium mines. At the same time, remember this, Joe Biden started putting critical rare earth minerals mining sites off limits in the U.S. to help the Chinese. Convinced that's why he did it. One of the most devastating, but not the only one, was the Twin Metals mining project in Minnesota. He just took it offline for a period of 20 years. It contained, are you ready for this? 88% of cobalt, 51% of platinum, 48% of palladium, 34% of copper that the U.S. had, all to help China, while making sure the Afghan mines fell to China. Why? So we would be on our knees begging like slaves. Hey, please, 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 can we have the rare earths to build our satellites and our semiconductors and our all of our war-fighting equipment and all the tech we need? Please, China, please. And Joe Biden and Hunter Biden would sit up there like conquering kings, oligarchs. But then Donald Trump won. And I'm so glad Trump said, hey, we're gonna yank every one of those Chinese visas, all 500,000, and we're going to send you bastards home. You know why? It called China's bluff. They had to yank the rare earths way before they meant to. Years before. They had to show their hand. I don't think Trump even realized what we would learn. But folks, this is a miracle. Did you see this yesterday? This is unbelievable. In just 9-10 months, Pete Hegseth, the Department of War, and Donald Trump, Scott Bessent, have solved this problem. Listen.
The Pentagon thinks that rare earths are so crucial that they just created a $400 million partnership with MP to lessen and, guys, eventually eliminate our reliance on China. And MP CEO tells me that is happening so fast. Listen.
Within the next 3 years, when we look at the expansion here at Independence, along with the 10X facility that we're bringing online, we will be able to satisfy essentially all of American demand, and we will have removed this issue off the table as a risk for American industry and the American people.
Yes.
So the 70% of our rare earths that we get from China now will go to zero in the next 3 years. And how they're doing that is taking this facility now, tripling it in size to accommodate both General Motors and Apple. And when they're done, they're building an entirely new facility for the Pentagon. And because of this private-public partnership, because of this investment, everything that that new facility makes, the Pentagon will buy for 10 years, guys.
Do you notice the timeline there? Don't miss the timeline. 3 years. Why? We got to sink this facility in the ground. We've got to execute this before the Democrats can shut it down in exchange for another set of paychecks from China. Before the Democrats can gut America's tech future, military future, by putting all of this off limits. That's why 3 years, folks. It's incredible. You literally have to get ahead of those little demons in order to protect America. But Trump did it, folks. He did it. Now cut the visas. Cut them. Done. I suspect we'll see him do it as these get fully up and running. You just can't do it right now because China can still shut down our automobile manufacturing lines, our semiconductors, all of it. But folks, this is amazing.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Folks, the level of fraud in the federal government is so shocking. And you're beginning to see the outlines of how the Democrats have stayed in power for so long. They rely on fraud to pass literal buckets of cash to their supporters. They don't care if they need it. And Democrats have always known the fraud was there. I'm going to prove that to you in a sec. And now they're just trying to hold on to it. But we're finding it. On Joe Rogan last week, Elon Musk did an interview. Buried in that interview was a key admission. Doge is still up and running. Yeah, they're just being quiet about it so leftists will stop trying to murder people on Tesla dealership lots by firing, everything from Molotov cocktails to bullets into them. Somebody was going to die. So Elon Musk quietly left, but Musk says Doge has never stopped. And they're finding all kinds of interesting things. Here's Brooke Rollins. She's the USDA secretary, talking about the SNAP program. You know, the food programs run out of there. Listen to these astonishing numbers. Just the absolute lawlessness. Now, as I play this for you, you got to understand something. It's very interesting. Right now, only 29 states have turned their rolls over to the Trump administration. Hey, just show us who you're paying because they're signed up at the state level, right? 21 states, all of them Democrat, are refusing. Why? Because that thing is larded up with illegal immigrants and double dippers. It's just every Democrat deadbeat who depends on them for votes. They don't provide the free felonious cash. They don't get the votes. And they know it. So right now we're in court suing them for their roles. We're going to get them. But the 29 states, listen to this. This is all the Republican states and 3 Democrat states. Listen to what we found even there, and then imagine the fraud we'll find in Democrat states.
And 20 plus others did not, and we're suing, we're in a litigation right now. But of the 29 that complied, what we have found is staggering. 500,000 people getting benefits 2 times under the same name. 5,000 dead people. 80% of the able-bodied Americans, meaning they can work, they don't have small children at home, they're not taking care of an elderly parent. They can work and they choose not to work, of course, because they're getting significant benefits from the taxpayer. So this light, Laura, that has now been shined on what is perhaps one of the most corrupt, dysfunctional programs in American history that we are working now. Very big announcements coming next week on this. We are cracking down. We now have a plan to fix it. And we're really, really excited about doing that for the American people.
So we're going to get the rules out of the other 21 states, and we are going to find the 9 million illegal immigrants that Joe Biden illegally gave the Social Security numbers to. That's who's on there. We were feeding them. You take the food away, they'll go home. And Democrats know it. Democrats know it. And your child might have a future. Maybe. Folks, have you seen what's going on here? Because don't miss this. It's all connected. Young people desperate to buy homes, desperate to afford rent. They can't. Because when you import 12 million illegals and allow another 12 million to overstay their visas, but you only create 1.6 million new housing units a year, prices go through the absolute sky. American dream dies. Home ownership, forget it. Impossible. But you can't even afford rent. Well, a funny thing's going on. I've been pointing it out for weeks, and a lot of people use me for show prep. So you end up, now we're finally having it in the national conversation, which is what happens a lot when I bring stuff up on this show. I started playing my favorite economist, Peter St. Ange. And he's been talking about something incredible. What happened when we deported the 1.6, almost 2 million now? They've either left or we've caught them. They don't need apartments anymore. You know what the, do you know what the apartment inflation is right now? Rent inflation? 0.1. Not one, 0.1. It's stabilizing. Why? Because your kids don't have to compete with illegals bearing rent vouchers. Illegals who aren't working. Illegals who are deadbeats on our system. And it's making all the difference. J.D. Vance just admitted it.
There's another component of this, Sean, which to me is maybe the most important because I care so much about our young people being able to afford a good life. A lot of young people are saying housing is way too expensive. Why is that? Because we flooded the country with 30 million illegal immigrants who were taking houses that ought by right go to American citizens. And at the same time, we weren't building enough new houses to begin with, even for the population that we had. So what we're doing is trying to make it easier to build houses, trying to make it easier to build factories and things like that so that people have good jobs. We're also getting all of those illegal aliens out of our country, and you're already seeing it start to pay some dividends.
It's making an unbelievable difference. Here's Professor Peter St. Ange talking about inflation, the numbers, the 0.1% inflation in rent prices as these almost 2 million illegals have been busted out the door by Trump.
Rent was a paltry 0.1%. Deportations have consequences. Used car inflation also plunged, which is also an indicator of deportations. They have to sell the car on the way home.
See? Now, I just pulled the numbers. Listen to this. National apartment rents just fell the most for October in more than 15 years. And rents fell for the third straight month. Yeah, the illegals are busted out. They're gone. You bust 2 million people out, that helps. It helps Americans. You know what the saddest stat is that I saw? Breaks my heart. On average, because of the dramatic rise in the price of rent and mortgages, thanks to the Democrats' open border policies, women are delaying childbearing by an average of 3 to 4 years. That's one grandchild a year you don't have. So the second you look at that TV and you see some illegal immigrant mom with, you know, a long rap sheet, but she's crying and looks cute, and you feel bad because Americans are good people. You bust her out the door, that's one more grandchild you'll get. We are giving up the American dream for our children to take in, these people who are being put on welfare in violation of law. By the way, did you catch something that she said there? It is illegal for able-bodied adults with no children, no dependents, no elderly person they're caring for who don't work to be getting SNAP benefits. You can't do it. It's against law. Did you catch the stat that our USDA secretary said? 80% of those receiving SNAP benefits, the food stamps, fit that category. The deadbeats, they're not working. You know who they are? The 50% of illegal immigrants who admit to the Center for Immigration Studies in that poll they don't have jobs. And there's no jobs for them. They may want to work, but there aren't even jobs for us. 80% fraud rate. Across the top. So some of those are Americans, yes, some are illegals. 80%. You bust them out, rent goes down. Life gets more affordable, the pain ends. So you know what this means? We've got to be patient with Trump. When he messes up, I'll call him out. You know I will. I always do. One of the few conservative talkers that does that. I do. But they're getting this right, and the 10,000 haven't hit the street yet. And now they're beginning the prosecution of all these companies for HB1 visa fraud, too. 150 of those companies, those visas are going to get shuttled out the door, too. When that happens, more apartments are going to open up, more houses. You're going to see the price come down. But, folks, it's going to take 2 years, 3 years, and then we just pray the Democrats don't mess it up again with another voter drive. But slowly, surely, ever so slowly, were crawling up the hill. But at a shockingly rapid pace of speed, I didn't think he could get done in 9 months. So, folks, patience. Number one destination in the nation for inbound moves. A lot of people fleeing in the misery of Democrat rule in other places. A lot of conservatives self-selecting, saying I'm out of here, coming to South Carolina. Again, number one destination in the country. I don't feel good about that. Nah, because, I mean, I just want to kind of close the door after fleeing the People's Republic of Charlotte. Birthplace of the idea that you should get used to seeing penises if you're a woman in the changing room, because it's good for you to see that. Charlotte Observer editorial kicked off the whole mess. Everybody's beating down the hatches to get in here. You know why? This place is normal. And that's refreshing. And apparently, for one woman, repelling. This went viral. A woman saying she cannot, she didn't, I don't have her name, I don't know. She cannot take it anymore. It's too good here. That's not fair. Misery is required. She cannot take living in Greenville anymore. She wants to move somewhere better, like Seattle.
So we are thinking about moving our whole entire family from Greenville, South Carolina to the West Coast, somewhere like Seattle or Portland or somewhere like that. That's a little bit more like progressive. I have lived in this area my whole entire life, which is 44 years, and I am done with it. I need to do something else. I have moved, Jason and I together have moved a lot of times. In the 10 or 12 whatever years we've been together, we've moved probably 4 times. But it's all been right inside the area. It just got real, real today because I texted my realtor, which usually the second I text my realtor, the deal's done, 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 we gone. So if you live in Seattle or Portland or over there somewhere in that area that is blue, hit me up and let me know what it's like over there.
Bye-bye. See you. Please leave. Can we help you pack? Anybody want to volunteer to help her pack? She probably use some help moving. By the way, notice she mentioned Seattle. Seattle just elected an openly socialist mayor who is so unsuccessful, she had to tap her parents for money while running for office because she couldn't pay her bills. Yeah, and that's what they do to make it so nobody in the city could pay their bills. So look, you know, honey, I don't know your name or anything. Just contact me. I'm sure there'll be plenty of Word listeners more than happy to help you move. They're very nice people. Just tell them where to show up. They'll pack you up, get you right on out of there. Have fun.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee.
True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.